Hello everybody, this is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is April 28th, 2024. I'm doing this quick podcast. Yesterday I started a podcast, believe it or not. It was the strangest thing. Something told me to go to Breakout, which I did. And that's in Wakefield, Mass. And I don't know, this particular area, like after I had walked like a couple of miles, I sat down. For whatever reason, I sat down, and it was the strangest thing, and I did record this, but I lost everything, and I don't know why. But anyway, there was a recording, like, it almost sounded like, say, if, like, drops were hitting wood, but, like, then it would get faster, and then it would, like, I don't know. It was crazy, because I didn't see anything to make the noise, and it definitely wasn't raining, and I know that people could say there was dew, but not the way that it was happening. It was, like, I don't know, it's crazy. But anyway, that got deleted. And then, as I was coming back, I saw a deer, and the deer was almost, like, right near me. Like, I swear it was, like, probably, like, 50 feet away from me. And as I started to approach to take a picture, he ran off. But he was the cutest thing. It was a baby deer. And, yes, mommy or daddy deer was there as well, watching. But it was cute. Like, he was just playing. It was funny. Also, you know, a lot of times I talk about making things happen. So, again, I just want to reiterate that to make stuff happen. Like, it doesn't happen overnight, but all of a sudden one day, when you least expect it, something's going to come your way that you want it. So try to, like, vibrate, you know, like, positive thoughts. Also, like, try to vibrate, like, just send, like, good messages, like, up above. Get connected with nature. Get connected with God, if you believe in God. I don't know what you believe in. But just get connected. And you'll notice that things will start happening. Sometimes it is hard. I mean, right now, I'm pulling myself out of the trenches. The past year and a half, life has been extremely hard for me. And, you know, although I don't really talk about that, when I tell you, like, there was one point I really thought I was losing my mind. And it's because of my age, which is going to be a whole other podcast, believe me. But the one thing I will say about menopause, I am going to say it, is, you know, like, therefore was, like, gaining so much weight. And I'm saying to myself, I don't get this. Like, what is going on, you know? And then you're more tired. You can't catch up. You can't think. You think, like, you're one place, and then the rest of the world is someplace else. And I gotta tell you something funny. So now I'm coming out of it, the trenches, right? I'm still there. I'm not 100% better yet. I'm not myself. But I actually thought that, you know, I was getting, like, I thought that this was gonna be my new life until I started coming out of this. I really thought for sure that my life was over as I knew it, you know, because I was always used to being up and about, going here, there, and everywhere. I was used to, you know, playing my music, doing podcasts. I have a talk show. I write articles for a magazine. You know, like, I do all of that. And I thought that that was over because I just couldn't get my head together to do any of it. In fact, up until last month, I haven't written a song for a year or more. And I used to write songs constantly. But anyway, moving on. I guess what I'm saying is, and also I lost 8 pounds, and I don't even know how that happened. But so that's what I'm going to say about that. And also, if you are somebody who's going through perimenopause or menopause, you know, like when you get into your 40s, your 50s, you have to know that this is something to expect. I mean, it may not happen the same way it happened to me. But, like, all of a sudden, your skin looks awful. It's horrible. Like, I mean, I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror. I was so disgusted with myself. It was horrible. Like, I would look and I'd be like, why? Why? You know, but anyway, so these are things to know. And it's nothing you're doing wrong. It's just the fact that you're changing. So the other thing going with that, too, yeah, you're probably going to get lazier. Which I mean, it's going to happen for most. It happened to me. I stopped going to the gym in February of 2023, and I haven't been back until this month. But anyway, what I was going to say to that is just don't beat yourself up. It's just part of the process. However, your eating habit will have to change. And the one thing I always, well, I started doing in the past few months especially, is not like 100%, but I started eating a gluten-free diet, meaning like not so much pasta, bread, you know, just staying totally away from all of that. And that sometimes helps. I mean, I don't know what you're going to eat. I don't know what you're eating habits are. But just know that once you get into this, you cannot eat the way you ate before. So you might want to look at like healthier choices. And you are going to gain weight, whether it be 4 or 5 pounds. I don't know. But expect it because it's going to happen. And you can't beat yourself up because it's just going to happen. And like I said, I lost my mind. Like, honestly, not so much like I went crazy, but like I lost my mind thinking like, what's going on? You know, like what was happening? You know, I even was consulting with a doctor and they were laughing at me. So like, you're going through menopause. And unless you're that person that wants to be medicated for everything, you know, it's a little tougher because I won't do the hormonal therapy because, you know, that can cause cancer and I don't want that. So anyway, moving on, I just want to touch a little bit about that as well, because I also feel that people, especially women, should know about this, because unless somebody told you, you wouldn't know. And you don't want to be that person that's faced with all these like questions and no answers. Anyway, again, try to make things happen. Get outside today. It's really beautiful. And if anybody ever has any questions, you can message me on this podcast or you can email me at lucky7158@AOL.com or you can friend me on Facebook at Cheryl A. Nocera. Have a great day and I hope it's amazing. Bye.